See, there's a quick question about Guantanamo Bay. Why do people oppose it? Don't they understand that these are POWs that are engaged in a war with us? And why do they want to treat them like criminals? Well, because we haven't declared war. You know, right after 9/11, Congress should have declared war. But to declare war, they would have had to identify the enemy. You can't declare war on terrorism. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's declaring war on a tactic. That's like the war on drugs, which is a war on an inanimate object. How's that going? Or a war on poverty. Wars on poverty can't work. You can't have a war against something amorphous and meaningless. You can only have a war against another country, you know, that motivated by a particular ideology that you have to name, that you have to name so you know when it's defeated. So everything about this war is confusing, misleading, unintelligible, and it's because we refuse to name it. It's because we're politically correct cowards. We don't have a backbone. We won't name anybody. We've bought into multiculturalism. Who are we to declare another ideology inferior to ours or an enemy of ours? Who are we to have an ideology to begin with? Who are we to believe in freedom or to believe in anything? So we can't advocate for what is positive. We can't identify the negative. So, yeah, so terrorism, as a lot of people after 9/11 claim, that's just a crime. It's just a few people. We need to arrest them. We need to put them in jail. We need to try them like in a civil court. There's no war here. And again, this is the Bush administration's fault. They should have declared war. They should have declared war. They should have defined who the war was against. They should have defined what victory looks like. And again, if you want more detail on the way I believe the war should have been handled, what should have happened after 9/11, how the war should have been fought, how we could win, I strongly recommend Winning the Unwinnable War. That's Winning the Unwinnable War. We can find it on Amazon. It was edited by Ilan Juneau, who's a fellow here at the Ayn Rand Institute. I have three essays in that book, but the book as a whole gives the answers to most of these foreign policy questions.